This is Central Time. Recent polls show more and more people question the trustworthiness of some of their media sources. Journalists are, in many cases, trying to rebuild that trust, especially at the local level. But a lot of smaller media outlets may be struggling to stay afloat and produce quality reporting with declining revenues. Our next guest researched new ideas to help reporters and editors engage with their communities and strengthen their relationship with their audience and, hopefully, build that trust back up. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How much do you trust your media outlets? Do you feel more of a connection with a local news provider, say, as opposed to something national or international? Have you ever talked to someone who is covering your community? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Susan Robinson is the Helen Firstbrook Franklin Professor of Journalism at UW-Madison. Her new book is called How Journalists Engage, A Theory of Trust Building, Identities, and Care. Sue, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really glad to be here.
There have been a lot of conversations about declining trust in the media. That's a part of the focus of your book. And can you start us off by defining what you're talking about when you say trust in the context of journalists trying to rebuild it?
I'm so glad that you're asking me to nuance that, because so often when we ask people, hey, do you trust news media? People think about cable pundits, right? Mm-hmm. And they think about national news, and they think about all of the misinformation that's swirling out there in lots of different circles. But what I'm talking about here really is more about local news. I'm talking about trust in your local reporters, trust in the news as an institution. But I'm also now talking about trust as a relationship that you may have both with the content that's happening about your news and the things that matter to you, but also the individual reporters who are out there producing it every day.
And a lot of your message is for somebody who's operating, publishing, editing, or reporting for some kind of local news outlet. What are some first steps that they can take to, I guess, do a trust inventory to see how much collateral they have with the communities they're out there covering?
Well, one of the things that I do is called applied research. So I work with organizations that work with newsrooms. So Trusting News, Harkin, Solutions Journalism Network, these nonprofit agencies that go in and help newsrooms think about engagement with audiences in much different ways than we used to think about it. And so what this book does is it documents this giant, massive retraining that's been happening over the last 10 years around engagement journalism, moving away from sort of this source-driven content and more towards developing relationships in different ways with all kinds of communities and all kinds of people. And so one of the things that this book has in the conclusion, of course, we have to have recommendations in every conclusion, is for journalists to think about how they're trying to reconfigure those relationships and their very specific suggestions.
Yeah. Can you give us a couple of those? What could they in local media coverage be doing?
Sure. So one of the things we've been doing a lot of over the last 2 years is asking journalists to conduct listening sessions with people who are not engaged with their brand. And so with the journalists that we've been trying to do this, we did 87 conversations. About half of those conversations were with people who identified as right-leaning and were completely distrustful of the local news brand. And the other half were with BIPOC groups, Native Americans or immigrants or African-Americans. And what we found was that even after 30 minutes of being listened to, and often these transcripts, by the way, were full of sort of anger and vitriol and just a lot of fear about journalism. Even after that 30 minutes, we asked these community members, hey, like, what did that conversation do for you in terms of trust building? And 87% of those community members after this interview said, yes, actually, this little 30 or 40 minute session where I didn't allow the journalists to get a word in edgewise really built trust, not only in the journalists, but also in the brand. And more startlingly, more than a third of them said they would consider subscribing, which is huge, right? And so what we're trying to do is, how do we scale that, right? Because it's really hard to have those kinds of sessions with local and mid-sized newsrooms that are just already so constrained.
Now, let's talk about those constraints. I imagine a response you'll get from somebody at a local paper, and I feel this here in broadcast too, is, this all sounds great. I've got a deadline. I've got a show to do today. I've got three articles and then the web treatment and so on, so to do. When do we find time to do that kind of outreach that doesn't help me meet that deadline?
Yeah. And I should say that I was a journalist for a long time before I became a journalism professor. And I so feel that. And journalists today, they have so many financial pressures, but also more and more physical pressures, right? There's more and more violence against journalists, even in the US these days. They're doing really heroic work, I think, out on the front lines in all kinds of different situations. So we try to break everything down into little nuggets, little snacks of change, so to speak, because nobody can change everything that they do in the next couple of days, right? So for example, we look a lot at word choice and the kinds of terms that you use in headlines or you use in leads, which is the first sentence of any news article if you're in print. Checking in with people in the newsroom and trying to figure out, like, what kind of individuals do we have that are represented right here, not just racially or politically, but do we have any veterans? Do we have religious people? Do we have people who own guns? In order to understand all of the dimensions of difference, not only of how we're covering something, but also that are represented in all of our communities.
We're talking to UW-Madison journalism professor Sue Robinson. Her new book is called How Journalists Engage, A Theory of Trust Building, Identities, and Care. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you feel like your local media outlets are connected to your community? Do you have a trust in local journalism? Do you have local journalism in your community? Many people don't. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation with Sue Robinson, professor of journalism at UW-Madison, author of the new book, How Journalists Engage, A Theory of Trust Building, Identities, and Care. Let's bring on a caller now. Steve is with us in Sun Prairie. Hi, Steve.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. For the most part, I just don't trust the media, local media as well. I've been involved in open records requests with our school district. I've had conversations with reporters. I've seen them distort story after story or not report stories that were of interest to the community. The only thing I would say to everyone is be your own fact checker. Do not trust any individual source. Always ask the question, how are they trying to dupe me into believing their side of a story?
And Steve, before I let you go, I don't want to put a label on you. What would you consider your political perspective if somebody made you put a label on yourself?
I am a libertarian.
All right. Steve, thanks a lot for calling in. Sue, do you have thoughts for Steve and maybe for a media outlet, whether it's, you know, they've got the 2 days a week paper or the Sun Prairie Star in Sun Prairie or a Madison-based outlet to reach out to someone with Steve's perspective?
Yeah, and I think we hear that perspective more and more, especially as we have all of these misinformation bots and we have all of these players in the game who are intentionally trying to throw information chaos into our public deliberation and our discourse. And so that's a tall order. And one of the things that we suggest is massive radical transparency so that every single story, particularly, for example, the K-12 school, anything about the school districts that you have next to your story or embedded within the story, all of links to information, links to the evidence, you know, all of that together. And so that's just one of the things that we need to be doing these days, just because of the state of the institution. I will say that I think journalists, local journalists, particularly those who are writing for the papers that you mentioned, are very, very trustworthy. It's just that there's a grand narrative that's out there right now telling a story that, you know, these reporters are out to dupe them. I have not seen that. And I've been doing research for about 19 years now, where I'm actually asking journalists, talking to journalists, surveying journalists, focus groups with journalists. I just have not seen that local or mid journalists or even national journalists are out to dupe anybody. I think that what's happening is there's a massive restructuring that's happened in the industry, and journalists are being asked to take on four or five jobs. And so they're not able to be at every single school board member meeting like they used to be able to. And so what we're just suggesting in this retraining that I document in the book is that they sort of shift their priorities and stop doing stuff like the meeting stories and doing more different kinds of engaged work that is operating from within community rather than without.
Steve, thanks a lot for the call. Sue, can you point us toward somebody you think is getting it right? Whether it's a project that's working across multiple newsrooms or a particular media outlet where you're seeing them do stuff, they're building that trust with their community and you think they're getting it right.
I mean, honestly, public radio across the nation and even Wisconsin, they've been doing it right for a long time. A lot of our nonprofit agencies have been doing right. And Madison's lucky enough to have a saturated media city. And I know personally a lot of the journalists who work at the Isthmus or the Wisconsin State Journal or the Milwaukee Journalist Sentinel or, you know, Channel 3000, Madison Magazine, all of these organizations are doing it right. It's just that circumstances right now are really difficult. They've lost out on their three major tiers of revenue streams. So they're trying to figure out a new business model, even as the information needs of audiences have changed. And so one of the things I'd like to ask is for people to be patient. And to also to follow the models of, for example, public radio, where they're reaching out to different communities, building trust in different ways, trying new things, experimenting. And some of those things are going to fail. But, you know, it's the only way that we're going to continue to have local journalism survive.
And just our last minute, thoughts for when the newsroom in some significant way is different than the people they cover. That could mean a mostly white newsroom covering a community of color. It could mean, you know, news industry concentrated in the city and they want to do a good job covering small towns and rural areas. Can you leave us with some thoughts on how to bridge that gap?
Right. We work a lot with Trusting News, and they have a project called Dimensions of Difference that you can just Google and look at all of the different kits and the guides that we've helped them come up with. And then we evaluate them and then we tweak the guides. And those help journalists understand what their differences are. They help them figure out like what questions that they can ask. They help them learn how to identify and then create relationships with different influencers on different kinds of platforms that represent the differences, the perspectives that they're missing maybe. And so I would point people to that.
So we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Oh, this was so much fun. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Susan Robinson, professor of journalism at UW-Madison. She was with us today to share her new book. It's called How Journalists Engage, A Theory of Trust Building, Identities, and Care.